Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
I'm Roman Yossi of the Nashville Predators.
I'm Dante Fabro of the Nashville Predators.
And this is Philip Forsberg of the Nashville Predators.
I'm Colton Sissons of the Nashville Predators.
I'm Eustace Arros of the Nashville Predators.
You're listening to the Renegades of Puck
with Crazy Charlie.
Welcome to the Bunker. Welcome to the Renegades of Puck podcast. I'm your host and captain, Crazy Charlie Sonia. And before we get started with the No Half Step in Hockey coverage, first, let me direct you to our home website, renegadesofpuck.com. Once you go to renegadesofpuck.com, you learn everything you need to know about the show and what you're going to educate about the show. You can click on that merchandise tab. Take you straight to our classic logo t-shirt, our pride logo t-shirt, all of our different special event t-shirts, and so much more. All the gimmicks you come and know, love, and expect from the Renegades of Puck are all still available in our online store, whether that's socks, throw pillows, wall art, bed sets, or so much more, something like 84 different items with our logo on it. We call them gimmicks, and we also like to say that we've sold out so that you can buy in. So please pick up some Renegades of Puck merch today. Social media is of critical importance to this hockey operation, so listen up, Renegades. Here's how you can support the cause. Thank you to all of our brand new subscribers at YouTube. I have been talking about that quite a bit as of late, and we have certainly had a good week with subscribers. I would like to see that momentum continue into the next coming weeks. So please give us a like, subscription, follow, turn on those notifications, all that good stuff at YouTube. Leave us a comment as well. We've been getting more comments as well. We've been answering your questions on those comments. So we do appreciate everybody for making the effort to help us out with the YouTube page. On social media itself, you can still find us on X. You can find us on Threads. You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, and also TikTok. So please give us a follow along on any of those sites. We try to create different platforms worth of material. So please check us out there. The audio podcast is doing incredible, thanks to the Full Press Predators podcast and Full Press NHL. Jim Berenger over there at Full Press Hockey is doing such an incredible job of helping take the Renegades of Puck from a local podcast to a global podcast. We sure do appreciate everything that they have done behind the scenes to help us out. Over 6.2 million replays and downloads for the year 2023 at this point in time, and looking forward to closing out the year incredibly, incredibly strong. So again, stick taps, love, and respect to everybody over at Full Press for helping the Renegades of Puck. You are truly an incredible support system. Venmo is how you can support the Renegades of Puck financially. If you'd like to make a donation to the show, please scan the QR code that's currently on your screen or just search Renegades of Puck in Venmo. Every dollar goes a long way to helping the Renegades of Puck in this independent hockey operation. We've got to make some more upgrades on the computer technology behind the scenes. It's been weird. We never really thought we'd find ourselves in a position or in a situation where we'd have to do so much extensive expansion of that. But we want to continue building the podcast. We want to continue building how much content we can put out on a daily basis and make it more efficient for that matter. So please, every dollar goes a long way to helping the Renegades of Puck. Please support your Renegades today. Now listen, I know it's time for the No Half Step in Hockey cover, so let me deliver the goods. Time for show number 811. That's right, operation number 811. And At this moment in hockey history, the Nashville Predators currently find themselves in fourth place in the Central Division after 8 games skated. Every team in the Central Division has played 7 or 8 games at this point in time. The Nashville Predators have a record of 4-4, and those 8 points have them 4 points behind the Colorado Avalanche. Colorado Avalanche are currently in first place with a record of 6-1 and 12 points, losing their last game and no longer being undefeated. The Dallas Stars are in second place with 9 points. The Winnipeg Jets also have 9 points. The Nashville Predators at 8 in fourth place. Minnesota's in fifth with 8 points. And then you'll find St. Louis at 7, Arizona at 6, and Chicago at 6. The Nashville Predators' next game will take place on the road, the opening of the CMA road trip. On the road, the Nashville Predators are 1-2 on the season. And overall in the season, they have scored 23 goals and given up 21 against. The Preds' next opponent, well, happens to be the Vancouver Canucks, the first duplicate opponent on the schedule for the season. It took till game 9 for the Preds to have duplicate opponents. So let's talk about the Nashville Predators and the Vancouver Canucks. But first, let me set up the entirety of the road trip for you. It will be after the Vancouver game Thursday in Seattle, Saturday in Edmonton, the 7th of November in Calgary, the 9th of November in Winnipeg, not back home at Bridgestone Arena until November the 11th, when they will face off against the Arizona Coyotes for the first time this season. Now, the Preds and the Vancouver Canucks have played once, and they'll play one more time after this. 3 total matchups in the regular season. Let's go back to October the 24th. It would be Vancouver defeating Nashville in Nashville at Bridgestone Arena, 3-2. UC Saros, 21 out of 24, took the loss. Thatcher Demko, 16 out of 18, picked up the victory. Sherwood and Sissons picked up the goals for the Nashville Predators, and frankly, it was not one of the Predators' better games of this early season. They will play again on December the 19th, when the Nashville Predators will welcome back in the Vancouver Canucks for the final time this regular season. So by December the 19th, these two teams will be finished playing against each other. Now, on the Vancouver Canucks side of things, they have an overall record of 5-2-1. 11 points is good for second in the Pacific. And with the way the Vegas Golden Knights are playing, just being second behind them is not a bad spot to be. They're 2-0-1 on home ice. They've scored 33 goals overall on the season, given up only 19. That's a plus 14 goal differential. That's a highly impressive number for this early in the season. Now, of course, the big wins over Edmonton to start the season are what has inflated their goal scoring for the season, but let's take a look at that most recent sample size of 5 games, so those Oilers games will not count here. Let's go back to October the 19th. It was a 4-3 loss at Tampa Bay. On the 21st of October, a 5-3 win at Florida, and then, of course, on the 24th, as we've already talked about, 3-2 win in Nashville at Bridgestone Arena. On the 27th, a 5-0 win versus the St. Louis Blues, and most recently, a 4-3 overtime loss versus the New York Rangers. It was DeSmith in net for that game, 20 out of 24 taking the loss. Let's talk about the matchups and the NHL rankings between these two teams. In the goals for category, the Nashville Predators 2.88 is 18th. And you know what? 2.88 is not bad overall number, but it's nowhere near 3.88, which is fifth best in the NHL. And that's where the Vancouver Canucks currently find themselves in the league rankings. But Vancouver Canucks are also doing a good job on the defensive side of things. In the goals against category, 2.38 is sixth best in the NHL. So fifth best in goals for, sixth best in goals against. Nashville Predators, impressive also in goals against, 2.63 per game, is seventh best in the NHL. So the goals against rankings in this matchup, sixth and seventh overall in the league. In the shots for category, this is something the Preds have been doing very well so far this season, but the number has been dropping. 31.1 now, the 16th best in the NHL. The Vancouver Canucks, their number is up since the last matchup with the Preds. 28.3 per game is 26th in the league. In the shots against category, the Preds, another top 10 metric right here. 29 shots against per game is 10th overall in the league, while the Vancouver Canucks are giving up 30.6 shots per game. That is 18th in the NHL. On the special teams situation, the Vancouver Canucks looking good on the power play so far this season. 25.9% conversion rate, 7th overall in the league. 7 goals on 27 opportunities. But the Nashville Predators, due to some recent success on the power play, are pacing not far behind the Vancouver Canucks. And this is good to see for the Nashville Predators. We knew Andrew Burnett was going to come in and make improvements to the power play, and I think we're starting to see that. 23.5% on the conversion rate is 9th best in the league, and the Preds have 8 power play goals on 34 power play opportunities. On the penalty kill, there's a little bit of a different story, and both of these teams are quite near the bottom of the league. Let's start with Vancouver. 74.2% kill rate is 23rd overall. They've given up 8 power play goals. The Nashville Predators, though, at one point did dip to very last in the league, but after last night's action, did move up to 31st. 69.2% is 31st, and they have also given up 8 power play goals against 4. The Nashville Predators, 2 injuries right now. We're still waiting word on when Shen may be able to return from injured reserve, and also Glass still ruled as out. No time frame at this moment of this recording, at least, for his return. Every team in the NHL has plenty of high-skilled individuals, and we always like to run down the top 5 scorers from each team and give you the goaltending statistics. Let's start on the side of the Vancouver Canucks. All 5 scorers on the top 5 for Vancouver would be leading the Nashville Predators in scoring. It's an impressive start to the season for Vancouver Canucks' very young team. Pettersson, 2 goals, 11 assists, 13 points overall. Miller's at 4-8 for 12. Bosser, 6 goals and 3 assists, 4-9. Those 6 goals lead the Vancouver Canucks. Hughes at 3-5, 4-8 out there on the blue line. And Philip Roenick, 0 goals but 7 assists for 7 points overall. On the Nashville Predators side of the ledger, 7 points is where we pick up the top of the list, and that's Philip Forsberg, 1 goal, 6 assists. That is a very unbalanced line for Philip Forsberg. Usually the balance flips to the other side and it's more goals than assists. So something a little bit different emerging in Philip Forsberg's game in the early part of this season. He may not be scoring at the pace people are satisfied with, but he is putting up points and being effective on the offense. Tommy Novak, all he does is make plays. 4 goals, paces the Nashville Predators along with Ryan O'Reilly. Add 2 assists to Tommy Novak for 6 points. Add 2 assists to Ryan O'Reilly also for 6 points. And they have an exact line right there at tied for second in scoring for the Nashville Predators. And Luke Evangelista, 1 goal and 4 assists for 5 points. Great to see Luke off to a great start to the season. And the captain, Roman Josi, had been outside the top 5 in scoring, busts right back in. Now his first goal of the season, plus 4 assists, gives him 5 points, makes him 5th overall on the team in scoring. Goaltending matchup, potentially. UC Saros has started all 8 games this season, and I have every reason to believe he's going to start game 9. His record is 4-4 at this point, a 9.15 save percentage, 2.49 goals against average, and 1 shutout. Faced his most significant workload of the season in this most recent game that he played. We see that DeSmith got the loss in overtime against the New York Rangers at home in the most recent game on Saturday night. So DeSmith now on the season 2-0-1, a 9.14 save percentage. Thatcher Demko is 3-2-0 and has a 9.36 save percentage. Thatcher Demko, of course, got the victory against the Nashville Predators back on October 24th at Bridgestone Arena. Light workload for him that game, though. Only 18 shots against. He only gave up 2 goals and was strong down the stretch in that game when the Nashville Predators did have their opportunities. First duplicate opponent of the season for the Nashville Predators. It's important. After that, Seattle, Edmonton, also duplicate opponents for the Nashville Predators, to see how Andrew Brunette uses the video from when they lost in Vancouver, to see how the Preds make their adjustments as players and to see if they can be more successful against this early season success story, the Vancouver Canucks. Listen, there's only 8 playoff spots total available for the Western Conference. And right now, the Vancouver Canucks, who are on the outside looking in the last couple of years, are putting up an early indicator that they might be one of those 8 teams. We have a hell of a long way to go this season, but Vancouver has looked impressive so far early in the season, beating Edmonton a couple of times, of course, beating Nashville, and then what they did in St. Louis the other night with that 5-0 victory, going into Florida and picking up a victory. Those are impressive wins for the Vancouver Canucks. Nashville Predators also have some impressive wins, but we'll talk about that a little bit later in the show. We've got to go back and talk about what the Nashville Predators did to close out the homestand before the CMA road trip could get underway. It was the Maple Leafs in town on a Saturday night. It was an earlier start than normal. It was just perfect weather downtown. Everybody in town, between college football, the NFL, and so many other things beyond just the Nashville Predators game. It was a very, very incredible night to be here in the Nashville area. So let's go back and let's talk about it. Let's recap it. It's called the Rebirth Sports Full Game Recap, and it's coming up after this.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky?
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hockey players are as unique as the game itself, and your uniform should be tailored to fit you. Rebirth Sports is your sports apparel tailor. From shells, bags, warm-ups, hats, hoodies, branding, and more, let Rebirth Sports be your custom hockey tailor.
And don't forget to tell them they do more than just hockey.
Rebirth Sports on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Rebirth Sport, a match made in hockey.
It's now time for the Rebirth Sports full game recap right here on the Renegades of Puck podcast. We go all the way back to October the 28th of the year 2023 when the Nashville Predators were hosting the Toronto Maple Leafs for the first time this season. Head coach Andrew Brunette deploys his lines in the following way, and they are a little bit different from the last several games, so listen up, Renegades. Forsberg, O'Reilly, and Nyquist make up your first line. Sherwood, Novak, and Evangelista make up your second line. Trennan, Sissons, and Cole Smith make up the third line. Foodie makes his NHL debut for the Nashville Predators. His Predators debut. Parsonen and Tomasino is back in the lineup for the Preds on the fourth line. Josi and Fabro, McDonough and Carrier, Luzon and Barry on your defense, and Juuse Saros, as he has started in every single game this season. He starts game number 8. 1:45 into the first period of Bridgestone Arena, and it's Samsonov coming up with a save on Luke Evangelista. It's the first shot on goal of the game. 3:46 into the first period. Toronto should have their first shot on goal, but Tavares hits iron on this situation. 3:54 of the first, Juuse Saros comes with his first save of the game on William Nylander. And then at 7:09, Saros comes up with another save on Nylander, this time on a partial breakaway. And this was a situation that I honestly didn't think I would ever see. Ryan McDonough just got turned inside out, his pocket picked, and then beaten in a foot race. It was a fairly rough moment for Ryan McDonough, but Juuse Saros is there to bail him out at the end of the play at 7:09. 7:32 of the first period, Juuse Saros comes with a save on former Nashville Predator and fan favorite Cali Yarncroak. 7:59 of the first period, Juuse Saros comes with a save on Giordano. 8:36, Samsonov comes up with a stop on Barry through traffic. 10:16 of the first period, Juuse Saros comes with a save on Tavares. Then at 12:43, Saros comes up with another save on Matthews. Backhand sliding across. Five-star save right here. Cutting it down with the back leg drag across, closing the five hole and disallowing that scoring opportunity. We go to 12:46 of the first period, and we see Philip Forsberg off the box. 2 minutes for slashing. This came actually on the Matthews backhander right after the play as he was cutting across. Forsberg went ahead and slashed him. He's off to the box. 2 minutes, Juuse Saros with a save on Matthews, but then Nylander cashes in for the Leafs. It's the first goal of the game for either team, making 1-0 in favor of Toronto Maple Leafs. Sixth goal of the season for Nylander, and this was a one-time bomb from the left circle. As a matter of fact, the Nashville Predators did have an opportunity to clear the puck out, but Trennan unable to get a stick on it, and the Leafs wheel around, and there's Nylander just wide open with plenty of time to pick his spot. Leafs lead 1-0 Bridgestone Arena. 14:09 into the first period, Samsonov comes up with a save on Sherwood off of the rush. Sherwood then instigates and initiates a scrum and gets rewarded with a power play for the Nashville Predators as Brody trying to figure out exactly why he's getting called 2 minutes for roughing, simply for going in and basically just tying up Sherwood. But Sherwood did a good job right there, carrying the puck in the zone, getting a scoring chance, and then drawing a power play. And we would see the Nashville Predators on their first power play of the game, converting with O'Reilly's third goal of the season. The captain, Roman Josi, makes the handoff along the goal line and drags the D with him as O'Reilly steps out and slides the puck under the pad of Samsonov and into the net. We've got a 1-1 hockey game at Bridgestone Arena in the first period. 16:59 now. Saros comes up with a save on Gregor. 17:23. Klingberg's off the box for 2 minutes. Samsonov comes up with a save on Forsberg at the post. The only scoring opportunity for the Nashville Predators in this power play situation. 19:43 of the second. Saros comes up with a save on Riley. We hit the end of the first period. Toronto out shooting Nashville 13-5, but we do find an even score of 1-1. Moving over to the clean sheet of the second period, 55 seconds into, Samsonov coming up with a save on Nyquist, 1:10 in. Saros comes up with a save on Marner. Saros comes up with another save at 2:12 on Kampf. Gregor hits the crossbar at 2:37, and you see Saros is about to clock in and do some significant work. 4:09, Saros a save on Riley. 5:39, Saros a save on Gregor. 6:08, Saros a save on Logeson. 7 minutes of the second period, Samsonov finally has to get some work in, comes up with a save on Sissons. Close range change. Good scoring opportunity for the Preds after having no offense since the first minute of the period. 8:29 of the second period, Samsonov comes with a save on Carey. In the 9-minute mark, Samsonov comes with another save on Trenin. 11:46, Samsonov a save on Yossi's long shot. The most sustained offensive pressure the Nashville Predators had generated throughout the entirety of the game at this middle point of the second period. But that is all cut off very quickly at 12:46 when the Maple Leafs tilt the ice back in their favor and Giordano tucks the puck in at the back post. His first goal of the season. Three Leafs around the top of the blue paint and only two defenders. That meant somebody was undefended and it was Giordano at the back post. Perfect positioning right there to tap the puck in, and it was heavy Leafs pressure on Barry and Luzon that led to this goal. Toronto leads 2-1 at Bridgestone Arena in the second period. 14:06 of the second, Cal Yarncroke's off to the box. 2 minutes for tripping on Colton Sissons, and we see the Nashville Predators back on the power play, and we see O'Reilly converting again on the power play. His now second goal of the game, fourth goal of the season. It was a redirect of Forsberg's pass at the top of the crease, and it was the captain, Roman Josi, with the old Victor Arvidsson jump screen coming across, taking away the eyes of Samsonov and really helping make the play. But O'Reilly had just a perfect redirect, and Forsberg a perfect feed into that area. All three of those Nashville Predators performing at an excellent level, tying the game up at two apiece. Toronto and Nashville, Saturday night, Bridgestone Arena, midway through the game. Now 15:30 into the second, Sissons off to the box. 2 minutes for slashing. UC Saros has come up with a save on Bertuzzi. Then UC Saros also has to come up with a save on Nylander, and the Nashville Predators are able to survive that penalty kill. 17:56 of the second, Saros comes with a save on Domi. Quiet 2 minutes to end the period, but Toronto finishes the second period with 25 shots on goal. Nashville Predators 10 shots on goal in that period after only having 5 on goal at the end of the second first period. So the Nashville Predators now at 15. 2-2 hockey game going in to the third period. 18 seconds of the third period, we see Samsonov coming up with a save on the captain, Roman Josi. At 46 seconds of the third period, UC Saros comes up with a save on Kelly Yarncroke. 59 seconds in, Saros another save on Kelly Yarncroke at 2:18 of the third period. Toronto's off the box. Too many men on the ice, a bench minor. Samsonov comes up with a save on Luke Evangelista, but that would be it for the Nashville Predators power play. They were almost unable to even break over the blue line and into the zone. 4:42 of the third period, we see Samsonov coming up with another big save, but then at 5:40, Saros comes up with a save on Matthews, and Saros back to work at 7:47 with a save on Tavares. 7:53 of the third period, Carey off the box. 2 minutes for delay of game. Not a lot of argument on this one right here. The Preds PK was absolutely outstanding. One of the best penalty kills they've had this entire season. They gave up zero shots on goal to the Toronto Maple Leafs power play unit. Zero shots on goal. Preds PK outstanding over 2 minutes. Then 10:13 of the third period, the Toronto Maple Leafs are off to the box again. Again, too many men on the ice, bench minor for the second time in less than 8 minutes. It would be Tyson Barry, though, headed off to the box pretty quickly, though. 2 minutes for tripping. It was the Leafs on the rush. Barry did get the puck first, but Matthews was taken down, and he did get the call. And you have to know he's going to get that call 100 out of 100 times. But it was a hell of an effort by Barry to prevent a much, much better scoring opportunity than anybody for a Nashville Predators side of things really want to see. So Barry's off to the box. 2 minutes for tripping. That's going to make it a 4-on-4 for 51 seconds. And Domi is going to hit the iron during that 4-on-4 time period. Then the Toronto Maple Leafs are going to go on the power play, and Trenin is going to do some incredible penalty kill work while he generates two scoring chances. First one off the rush, second one by stealing the puck and killing a good bit of time on this power play. Carrier would get a shot block on Marner to save a goal right before the power play expires for the Toronto Maple Leafs. We carry on at a tied hockey game after that long, long exchange of special teams. 13:23 of the third period, UC Saros comes up with a save on Giordano. 14:48, Saros comes up with a save on Domi. 15:05, Saros comes up with a save on Riley. 16:19, Samsonov comes up with a save on Trenin. 17:09, Saros back to work. This time a save on Kelly Yarncroke. 18:46, Saros comes up with a save on Bertuzzi. And one more before we end regulation. 19:17 of the third period, Samsonov comes up with a save on Forsberg. And then the Maple Leafs held on to the puck to allow the clock to expire. An interconference matchup, that point against them certainly does not hurt, but it was questionable that they were holding the puck for as long as they were behind the net there at the end of the game. So we end regulation, each team earning a point. We have a 2-2 hockey game. The Maple Leafs end end up with 35 shots on goal. The Nashville Predators end up with 23 shots on goal. The two teams went back and forth, up and down, as the three-on-three usually does, but there were no shots being generated. The Nashville Predators doing a very good job when at 2:13 suddenly of overtime, it is the captain, Roman Josi, finishing off a play that started in the neutral zone when Tommy Novak stepped up to stop the Maple Leafs rush into the zone, crushed the player right there along the bench, got up, steals the puck, makes the pass to Luke Evangelista. Luke Evangelista then feeds the captain, Roman Josi, and the heavy shot for the finish beats Samson off. The Nashville Predators win this game 3-2, and the captain, Roman Josi's first goal of the season comes at 2:13 of overtime. Nashville Predators' first overtime game of the season is success, victorious, and the Nashville Predators pick up an incredibly big 2 points against a very good Toronto Maple Leafs team. Toronto outshoots the Nashville Predators 36-24 in this game, but the Preds do come away with the extra point. These two teams will meet one more time before the end of the regular season in Toronto, but the Nashville Predators scoring a huge, perhaps a signature victory early in the season for Andrew Brunette and the Nashville Predators. You gave us 10 minutes and we gave you the entire game, and if you'll excuse me, I took a header down a flight of stairs right before this game recap, and I have an open wound on my leg, another one on my hand, and I've got to go receive some medical attention. We'll be back after that attention with stats, analysis, the box score, and so much more right here on the Renegades of Puck podcast.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from, with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere, and each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Hello, hello, hello. I'm Tracy, owner-operator of Strong Style Fitness. And that's me and my training assistant, Rizzo. And we are here to bring you fitness that meets you where you are by offering circuit classes, bar-inspired classes, Tabata workouts, boot camps, guided stretching, and more, all taught by a certified personal trainer, me. To learn more, go to our website, strongstylefit.com. Subscribe on YouTube at Strong Style Fitness. Follow on social media at Strong Style Fit. But most importantly, let's get you moving. It doesn't matter if it's your first workout or you've been doing it for years. Strong Style Fitness has the workout that meets you on your journey and helps you along the path to a happier, healthier life. I understand where you've been, what you were going through, and where you were going, and I want to take you there. We'll see you on the mat. Mwah.
Welcome back into the Renegades of Puck podcast. Let's talk about some analysis from this game. UC Saros 33 out of 35 in this game. A tremendous game is the note that I made. The heaviest workload of the season so far for UC Saros. The team has done a really good job of limiting shots on goal and playing pretty good in front of UC Saros for the most part this season. But this was his heaviest workload as far as shots go. 33 out of 35. 3 power play saves. 3 shorthanded saves. Certainly not an easy night when you face off against the incredibly high skill Toronto Maple Leafs. But for UC Saros, certainly the game that he was relied upon most out of the 4 victories this season, he was absolutely relied upon, especially for a long stretch in the second period. He was dialed in, clocked in, and was doing the thing that he does the most, being the single most important Nashville Predator out there on the ice night in and night out. UC Saros comes away with his 4th victory of the season. My second notation, the captain, Roman Josi. We have not spent a lot of time on the positive side of the ledger talking about Roman Josi so far this season. High expectations are incredibly high for Roman Josi, and when he's not living up to those expectations, it's easy to sour on his game. But in this particular game, it was obvious the captain wanted to throw his team on his back and take over, and this is exactly what veteran leadership is. 1 goal, 1 assist, 2 points in the game, but the 1 goal is the overtime game winning goal. 5 shots on goal led the Nashville Predators 24-25 45 in time on ice for the Nashville Predators, also led the team, and he was seemingly on a mission in this game. It was the most offensively assertive and aggressive that I've seen the captain be this season so far for the Nashville Predators, and he breaks that zero and gets the first goal of the season. Usually once the captain, Roman Josi, starts putting up those points, they start coming quickly. So these 2 points move him into fifth overall in scoring for the team, and which of course he's going to be in the top five, if not right near the top of scoring for the team all season long. So the captain, Roman Josi, turns things around. The overtime winner, just an incredible play, and we're going to talk about that a little bit more. For the captain, Roman Josi, he had the easiest part of all. All he had to do was finish the play after Novak and Evangelista set everything up. Let's talk about Ryan O'Reilly on the positive side of the ledger. 2 goals. We all know the storyline. Ryan O'Reilly and the Toronto Maple Leafs, and now choosing the Nashville Predators over the Leafs. 2 goals, 23:03 time on ice. His power play work, his penalty kill work, his overall work, his leadership, being out there on ice. Everything we've talked about since he's arrived with this team was on display and exceeding expectations. It was obvious O'Reilly had another gear last night as well. When you see that Maple Leaf crest come to your rink, some of the guys get a little more fired up by that. And it seemed like O'Reilly really wanted this one. 2 goals in the game. Impressive effort now. O'Reilly, 4 goals on the season, doing quite a good job for the Nashville Predators. More positives. Tommy Novak, all he does is make plays. Get that phrase in your head. I'm going to be using that phrase an awful lot. All Tommy Novak does is make plays. No matter where it is on the ice, no matter what the situation, all he does is make plays. What play did he make last night? Well, let's see. When the Maple Leafs looked like they were going to break out of their own zone in overtime and get their first good offensive opportunity, and believe me, once they get going, they can score at will. Tommy Novak cuts the play off right in front of their bench, uses the body, takes the puck, starts the play the other way, which ends up going for the game-winning goal to Roman Josi. So let's roll that back one more time. Tommy Novak was about to be beaten in a foot race, but uses the body to close the play off at the wall, then picks up the loose puck, gives it to Evangelista. Evangelista takes it over to Josi. Josi puts it in the net. Nashville Predators get 2 points against one of the better teams in the Eastern Conference, the Toronto Maple Leafs. All Tommy Novak does is make plays. Remember that. You're going to be hearing it a lot. Philip Forsberg, 2 assists. Luke Evangelista, 2 assists. You got to give them credit for that. 2 points each in this game. The Preds only scoring 3 goals in total. Again, for Philip Forsberg, it's a, let's call it a new wrinkle in his game. It was not unusual in the past to see Philip Forsberg having 10 goals and only 1 assist. Philip Forsberg is the sniper. He's the shooter. He's not the distributor. He's not the passer. But things seem a little bit different. The line, the combination that he's been out there with O'Reilly and this game with Nyquist, but before that with Parson, it seems like all three players on that line have all of the skill sets, and O'Reilly and Forsberg have really been doing some pretty good work together. Is that does Forsberg have 3 assists on O'Reilly's 4 goals this season? I should have checked that before I said it, but I think that seems accurate. So Forsberg and O'Reilly have a chemistry that's building. The goals are going to come for Philip Forsberg, I have no doubt about that, but I think we're seeing something new from Philip Forsberg this season. Luke Evangelista, 2 assists, including on the overtime game winner. Great job by Luke Evangelista. And great to see him off to some good consistency at the beginning of the season with a goal and 4 assists for 5 points overall, solidifying his position in the lineup. He may even find himself bumped up. Second line last night, wouldn't be shocked if he gets a little bit of time with Forsberg and O'Reilly at some point if he keeps up this momentum. Special teams for the Nashville Predators. It was such a detriment to start the season, the first couple of games. The power play last night, 2-4-5. Incredible. The power play now for the Nashville Predators up to 9th overall in the NHL. Andrew Brunette working with the Florida Panthers made their power play explosive. Working with the New Jersey Devils, he made them explosive and dynamic and incredibly high scoring. And we are hoping and expecting that's going to happen with this Nashville Predators team right now. 9th best in the NHL, 8 power play goals on the season. The power play doing good. 2 of those 8 goals came last night against the Maple Leafs, and it's the reason we're talking about a Predators victory today. But you can't talk about that Predators victory without the penalty kill unit. Going into that game, everybody talking about how the Nashville Predators were going to lose if they put the Toronto Maple Leafs on the power play. Well, they did give 4 power play opportunities to the Toronto Maple Leafs, but they cut down 3 of them, and one of them gave up 0 shots against. The Preds penalty kill unit looking incredible out there. And I'll go over the box scores and the numbers later of the players on the PK unit and probably give them a lot more stick taps on this because it's an incredibly Herculean effort to shut down the Toronto Maple Leafs, who are so incredibly skilled, successful, and prepared for the playoffs. So the Nashville Predators special teams, which was such a detriment earlier in the season, was an absolute positive in this game against the Maple Leafs. That's going to do it for the analysis. I want to come back after the break and talk to you about the cold hard numbers, the box score, and I have a couple of thoughts on the way the season has gone so far, and Andrew Burnett's possibly his first signature win. I've got some thoughts on that, and as well, we'll preview the first set of rematches coming up for the Nashville Predators this season. What's it going to be like the second time they face off against some of these opponents? We'll be back right after this. These messages from Stripe Digital Solutions and more on the Renegades of Puck podcast. The digital environment can be quite intimidating, time-consuming, and cumbersome, especially with all those other areas that need attention at your business. And that's why Stripe Digital Solutions is here to help. I know, because that's exactly what Stripe Digital Solutions did for me and the Renegades of Puck. From designing my home website and helping me create my merchandise to special event posters, brand building, and social media management. But it's not just that. It's so much more. Stripe Digital Solutions has helped me every step of the way. From startup to full-time operation, Stripe Digital Solutions has been there to assist and advise every single step of the journey. In today's fast-paced world, the path to success is having a strong digital partner, and nobody is better in the trenches than Brandy and Stripe Digital Solutions. Get the solution before it's even a problem with Stripe Digital Solutions. Crazy Charlie Sonia here from the Renegades of Puck, and I'm about to get started on an incredibly busy day of watching hockey, talking about hockey, writing about hockey, and yes, even playing hockey later tonight. There's just simply no time in this incredibly busy world for shopping, for preparing, for cooking, and for getting all of the proper nutrients that I need, and that's exactly where Vibrant Meals comes in. I am about to get started on my day with honey sriracha meatballs and couscous, and it's absolutely incredible. What they do over there at Vibrant Meals is just otherworldly. They create life-sustaining goodness, and they bring it straight to you, allowing you to get on with your incredibly busy day. I've got interviews, I've got shows, I've got all kinds of things coming up in my business world, so I have to be incredibly efficient with every single second of my day. And that's exactly how Vibrant Meals helps me out. Incredible food, and believe me, it is so worth it. Vibrant Meals can take care of you today, take care of all of your food prep needs and all of your meal service deliveries. I sure hope you enjoy it as much as I do. Now, if you'll excuse me, I have to enjoy my honey sriracha meatballs and couscous and get back to my incredibly busy day of covering hockey. Crazy Charlie Zonia from the Renegades of Puck, enjoying an incredible meal before getting started on an incredible podcast. Welcome back to the Renegades of Puck podcast. Time for the cold hard numbers. Let's get into the box score. Ryan O'Reilly with two goals for the Nashville Predators. The captain, Roman Josi, adds one goal. That's your total of three. On the assist side of the ledger, Luke Evangelista with two. Philip Forsberg with two. Tommy Novak scores one. And Roman Josi puts one on the board. That takes care of your assist shots leaders. Roman Josi led the team in shots on goal with five. Philip Forsberg generated three shots on goal. In the blocked shots category, the defenders had to work pretty hard in this game. It was also a heavy workload for the goaltender. UC Saros Luzon had four block shots. Dante Fabro had four block shots. And Alex Carrier adds another three block shots. This is the first time in a while Alex Carrier has not led the Nashville Predators in block shots. Dante Fabro adding quite a bit of block shots to his game this season so far. When it comes to the physical element of the game, it was Sherwood, Smith, and Trennan out there. They were the ones really doing the work. It was great to see them putting in the work. It was Sherwood with five hits in this game, Smith with four hits, and Trennan with four hits. And when you play a fast skilled team like the Toronto Maple Leafs, you have to use the physical element to try to answer and respond to that. And for Sherwood leading with five hits, I also want to give him credit for the power play he drew by initiating physical contact. That's not always going to work out in your favor, and it's more than likely going to be evened up at one going to the box each time for a 4-on-4 scenario. But Sherwood really used that opportunity to put some physical jam into the game, and that helped the Nashville Predators gain a power play. Now, when it comes to the time on ice on the forward side of things, Ryan O'Reilly, of course, led the team as he has started to do customarily on the forward side of things. 23:03 in total time on ice. You also saw Philip Forsberg at 19:04 and Luke Evangelista at 18:59. We did see Foodie make his debut for the Nashville Predators on the fourth line, but the fourth line of Foodie, Parsonen, and Tomasino, frankly, did not look particularly good. they got run around out there a little bit. So 5:25 in total time on ice for Foodie, and he was minus one in the game as well. Unfortunately for Parson, that meant he only got 9:57 in time on ice, and Tomasino's return to the lineup only 7:55, the only three players in the lineup under 10 minutes in total time on ice. On the defensive side of things, time on ice, of course, Captain Roman Josi, 25:45 total, but Ryan McDonough adds in 21:21. Those are the only two defenders over 20 minutes. When it comes to the power play time on ice and penalty kill time on ice, these are really important because those two units were such an impactful part of this game. When it comes to the power play, it was Roman Josi with 6:07, and then you see Forsberg at 5:28, Tyson Barrie at 5:22, O'Reilly 5:17, and Evangelista 5:17 as well. That power play unit did a great job scoring two goals on five opportunities. The PK killed off three out of four. Who did the work out there? Well, it was Ryan McDonough leading the way with 4:21 in total time on ice, and then Cole Smith at 3:31, Yakov Trenin at 2:17. O'Reilly also put in 2:57 of penalty kill time. Wow, what a game for Ryan O'Reilly last night. Let's point out the other 2:21 for Carrier, 2:29 for Dante Fabbro. Everyone on the PK unit deserves stick taps for the performances that they put on out there last night. In net, UC Saros' heaviest workload of the season to this point. He comes away with the victory, 33 out of 35 overall, giving up two goals. He faced 27 even strength shots, three power play shots, and three shorthanded shots, and turned those away. 33 out of 35 overall for the game picks up the victory. That's going to do it for the box score. So let's now wrap this show up. Operation number 811 is going to close in the following way. I'm going to say this is Andrew Burnett's first signature win as a Nashville Predators head coach. That was a tough mountain to climb. They had to win the special teams battle, which they were able to do, and that was not predicted to happen. They also had to defeat a high-powered offense in the three-on-three in the overtime. I'm sure once everybody saw the Maple Leaf holding the puck behind their net, they figured, well, the Leafs got this, man. They're going to come out with the top guns here in the OT in the three-on-three, and they're going to get that extra point and get out of here. But the Nashville Predators' dogged determination out there and total team effort really, really showed something in this game. And Andrew Burnett, for him, it's his first signature win of the season after eight games, 4-4 for the first-time brand-new head coach for the Nashville Predators. And I broke it down. The wins have come over Seattle, New York Rangers, San Jose Sharks, and now the Toronto Maple Leafs. The losses have come to against Tampa Bay, Boston, Edmonton, and Vancouver. Six of those eight games were playoff teams from last season. For the Nashville Predators, they have beaten Seattle, the New York Rangers, Toronto, all playoff teams from last season, and they lost to Tampa Bay, Boston, and Edmonton, all playoff teams from last season. So only San Jose and Vancouver, the only opponents they faced that weren't playoff teams. So for the Nashville Predators, through eight games, I think things are actually going well. They're progressing nice and quickly. Andrew Burnett made comments about how the team is becoming more instinctual, less stubborn, taking parts of their old game out, replacing it with the new system. We knew it was going to take a little while for adjustment. We're certainly seeing it happen right in front of our very eyes. Now, the first set of rematches coming up, something that is always incredibly important. The Preds played the Canucks on the 24th of October. It's fresh in our minds because it was just a week ago. Now, this is the first time they will play a duplicate opponent on the season. Of course, in the NHL, you play teams outside of your division multiple times, and you play teams inside your division multiple times every season. So, duplicate games, duplicate opponents is something that's important to track. The Preds lost to Vancouver because they did not play a crisp game, and Vancouver beat the Preds at the game that the Preds want to play. The learning curve. This is what we talked about the last time. How will the Predators take the learning curve and the lessons the Vancouver Canucks taught them just a week ago at Bridgestone Arena and apply them on the road in Vancouver? We will find out. We'll also be right back here in the bunker breaking it down and talking about it. It's going to be a late week for the Nashville Predators. Late games, West Coast road trip, Northwestern Canada, but we'll get through it. We'll get some extra coffee. If you don't mind, maybe throw an extra couple bucks on the Venmo for the Renegades of Puck so we can get some coffee. But we'll have those episodes up. We'll have them ready for you to go. We'll have the full recaps, of course, up right after the game. Appreciate each and every one of you for supporting the show, checking out the show, and all that you have done to help make the show a success in the year 2023. I appreciate your viewership. I appreciate your time. And most importantly, I appreciate each and every one of you. As far as the medical attention I was talking about at the end of the game recap segment, no problems. Went ahead and got that all patched up, fixed up, and we got everything cleaned up. There's a small staircase here in the bunker, and misjudged a turn while I was coming down the stairs last night. And well, there's a lot of sharp objects and sharp items, as you might expect, around the bunker. So one of those took a big chunk and a big scoop right out of my leg, but no problem. Show is complete. Operation number 811 had to be delayed for a little bit because of medical treatment. The Renegade medical staff certainly does an incredible job, and we keep them very busy around here. So appreciate everybody's patience. The episode's out right now. Let's get it posted. I'm your host and captain, Crazy Charlie Sonnier. Stick taps, love, and respect.
Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky?
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.